Hey, Riley.
Yeah?
What did you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What else?
Taste that flavor smooth and light. The beer that leaves no afterbite. The beer that always tastes just right is Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. What do you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Miss Luella Lounsbury is giving a farewell party to celebrate her departure from Los Angeles to her native Georgia for a lengthy visit. The Rileys have been invited, and the house is in a turmoil as a result of frantic last-minute preparations.
Peg, ain't you ready yet?
Hold your horses.
Well, it's almost 9 o'clock. Luella's serving the grub at 9.
All right, so we'll be a few minutes late.
There won't be nothing left. I haven't eaten all day on purpose. I've been counting on this party. Hurry up, will you?
All right, don't get so excited, Daddy.
I ain't excited. I just can't stand waiting around like this. Peg! I don't know why it takes your mother so long to get dressed. Here I've been standing around all dressed up for the last half hour.
Pop, where's your pants?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I better put them on. This party's formal. Junior, get up off the studio couch.
Huh?
My pants, they're under the mattress. I'm putting a crease in them.
Oh.
Junior, if we're going to the movies, let's go. The Brave Bulls goes on at 8:50.
Oh, okay, Babs. Good night, Pop.
Night, Daddy. Night, Mother.
Good night, kids. Don't be late.
Aren't you dressed yet?
I'm ready. I'm ready as soon as I slip on these pants. There. Well, are you ready? Come on.
I'm not going.
What? You've been primping for the last 2 hours and now you ain't going?
In this dress? How can I go wearing this rag?
That rag looks all right to me.
Just look at it. It's shrunk so much I can hardly get into it.
Don't blame the dress. There's enough dress there. The trouble is, there's too much you.
What? So I'm fat,
well,
am I?
I didn't mean that you...
You'd better go to this party alone. I'm sure you don't want to be seen in public with a monstrosity like me.
I didn't say you're fat. Why do you put words in my mouth? You're not fat.
Well...
You're just, pleasingly plump.
Why, you... Oh!
What did I say? Come on, Peg, it's late.
I'm not going, after the way you insulted me.
What did I say? Well, I don't see why you're so sensitive. Let's face it, you're 20 years older. Your figure just ain't what it used to be, same as me. Now, if you took a little exercise...
Exercise? I have a husband and a house and two kids to look after.
Don't give me that routine, Peg. Other women have houses to look after, and from what I've seen of their figures, they...
Oh, so. You've been looking at other women, huh? Thinking of making a change?
No, no. I was just window shopping. Let's go, honey. It's late. Luella, worry.
You're more concerned about your precious Luella than you are about me.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you worry more about her.
Why should I worry about her? She's got a perfect figure.
You!
What did I say?
Oh, I'd have a figure like hers, too, if I spent all my time in beauty parlors and massage salons and took that Madame Julia's charm course.
Well, who's stopping you? You want to go to a saloon and get massaged? Go. You want to take this charming course with Madame Julius? Take it. Anything you want to do, that's okay with me.
You mean it?
Well, sure.
Oh, it's a wonderful course. They make a new woman of you. You really mean it?
Well, of course.
It costs $20.
I like you just the way you are. How you doing, Gillis?
Oh, great, Riley. Great party, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever taste such food? Boy, them chocolate eclairs. Hey, watch out. Don't lean against me.
Well, what's the matter?
I got an eclair in my pocket for lunch tomorrow.
Gillis, did you see Peg?
Yeah, there she is, over there in the corner there.
Oh. Hey, Peg, great party, huh?
I'm glad you think so.
Oh, now, don't be like that, Peg. Can I get you something? How about a nice chocolate eclair, huh?
Aren't you afraid I'll get too fat?
I'll put it on a piece of Rye Crisp.
Oh, you make me sick.
What did I say? Come on, let bygones be, go by. Let's kiss and make up, huh? Come on, nobody's looking. Slip me a kiss, huh?
Oh, leave me alone.
Oh, now, Peg, wait, Peg.
What's the matter, Chester, darling?
Oh, Luella.
What's wrong? Did you and your precious little old Peg have a little old spat?
Nah. No, nothing serious. Just something I said she misunderstood.
Oh, you poor, poor misunderstood husband.
You don't know what we go through.
And I suppose it's all her fault.
Well, to be perfectly fair, yes.
Chester Riley, I just wish you were my husband for 1 minute and said a thing like that to me. Oh, dear, the thunderstorm, and I was going to serve coffee on the patio.
Well, you...
Hey, there go the lights.
Oh, the fuses must have blown out.
Don't nobody move. Hands off the silverware.
I'll check the fuses. Anybody got... Hey, who's that? Who, stop!
They're coming on again. They're okay now.
Gillis, quick.
What's the matter?
Step out here with me, out the front door. Hurry.
Well, what's wrong?
Anything on my face?
Yeah, you're bleeding.
No, it's lipstick. Here, my handkerchief. Rub it off.
Well, how did you get...
Hurry, before Peg sees it.
How did you get lipstick on you?
When the lights went out, some dame put her arms around me and kissed me.
No kidding, who?
I don't know. It was too dark to see.
Well, who was standing near to you when the lights went out?
Let me think. It was Danny Schwartz.
I mean a dame.
Oh. Well, I was talking to...
Well, who?
Luella.
Luella? Who, you lucky dog?
Lucky? Gillis, I'm in trouble.
I should have troubles like that.
But I'm a married man. What does she want with me?
Well, she's making a play for you.
You're right, Gillis. I remember, just before the lights went out, she said something about wishing I was her husband. And then she kissed me. But why pick on me?
I don't know why. Some women got queer tastes.
I better tell Peg.
Don't be a dope. You want to commit suicide?
But I'm innocent.
You don't know how a woman's mind works. You tell her Luella kissed you, and in 2 seconds she's got you kissing Luella.
Yeah, but Gillis,
forget it, will you? Luella's leaving town tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I hope Peg never finds out about this. You know, Gillis, in 19 years we've been married, this is the first time I was ever kissed by another woman.
How was it?
Great. No, I'm lying. I didn't enjoy a single minute of it.
Oh, you dog, you.
Would you drop your father's suit off at the tailor's and have it cleaned, dear?
Oh, sure, Mother.
Oh, here, wait a minute. Let's see if there's anything in the pockets.
There's something in this pocket.
Ooh. What is it?
A chocolate eclair.
Oh, honest. Stealing eclairs.
Well, there's something in the breast pocket, too.
Probably a turkey leg.
No, it's just a handkerchief. Mother, look.
Well, what's the matter?
Daddy's handkerchief. Lipstick.
Oh, don't get excited. It's my lipstick. I kissed him last night.
Are you sure, Mother?
Of course.
But weren't you mad at him?
Well, I was. And then he wanted to make up, and I was very mean to him. And then I was sorry. And then the lights went out, and, well, I kissed him.
Are you positive, Mother? If this isn't your lipstick, well, you know what men are like.
Why, Babsy, don't be ridiculous. You've been reading too many trashy novels. You ought to know your father by now.
All I know is he's a man, and no man can be trusted.
When they got your father's looks, you can trust him. But, you know, it's a funny thing.
What?
Well, he never mentioned it.
You mean the kiss?
Yes, it's very odd. I remember now when I put my arms around him, he said, "Who's that?" And then, Babs, maybe he thinks it was somebody... Oh, no. Not even your father could be that wrong.
Well, I've got to run, Mother. Bye.
Peg, who went out?
Oh, just Babs.
Well, I'm off to work.
Wait, Riley. Can you spare a minute?
Well, for you, honey, all the time in the world.
Well, I wanted to ask you something about the party last night.
Yes, honey.
You know, when the lights went out?
I gotta go. I'll be late for work.
Wait. Just a minute. I want to find out something. When the lights went out, didn't something happen?
Yes. Everything went black. Goodbye.
Harley, wait!
Hey, Gillis, come here.
Well, if it ain't Romeo. Just a kiss in the dark.
Oh, cut it out. You want Peg to hear you? I think she's suspicious. Boy, it's lucky for me Luella left this morning.
Riley, she didn't leave.
What? Why not? Is she sick?
No.
Well, then why didn't she go? She planned this trip for months. She gave a farewell party. Why didn't she leave?
Does a mouse leave when there's a piece of cheese in a trap?
You mean...
Natch, here's a dame plans to go away, then one kiss in the dark. The blood races around in her pulse. She's... Oh, you lucky piece of cheese, you!
No. No, Gillis, Luella ain't in love with me, no.
Well, maybe not in love, but she's enameled of you.
And my kiss did that? Well, I don't understand. Peg always says I kiss like a dying halibut.
Sure, Peg thinks you kiss her like a fish. But Luella's got different bait.
Oh, why did it have to happen to me? Maybe she missed the plane. Maybe she's going tomorrow.
Huh? Not this baby. She ain't going no place without you.
She'll never get me. I love my wife.
You know, I've studied this here, Luella. And if there was a Northwest Mounted Police in the South, she'd be on the force because she always gets her man.
Oh, what'll I do, Gillis? I gotta kill her love for me. Maybe plastic surgery. I'll change my face and then I'll be homely, huh?
In cases like this, I recommend two things.
Yeah?
First, getting good with the missus. So in case she does find out, she'll go easy on you.
How do I do that?
Buy her a present.
What?
Well, what does she want most?
I don't know. Yes, I do. A beauty course. Madame Julius Charman course. It comes by mail.
Well, right away for it and surprise her.
$20. There goes my new fishing rod.
Forget fishing. You want to be Peg's halibut, don't you? Buy her the course and then you protect it. But you got to see to it she don't find out.
How?
You got to tell Luella to lay off. Tell her it's finished. It's all over. No more kisses. Tell her Peg is catching on, see?
Yes, I'll tell her all right. No, I'll write her a letter. I'll say, Luella, I can't never be yours. It'll break your heart, but it's your own fault for playing with fire.
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Now, right now, I've asked Paul Guile, our number one man on the trumpet, to help us make the three-way experts test. In one hand here, Paul's holding a glass, and the other an ice cold bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon. And say, how about you folks at home making the test right along with us? All right, ready to pour, Paul?
You bet, Harry. I've been waiting for this.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, I could listen to that sound all day. Okay, now test number one. Notice that clear color, that creamy head, huh?
Boy, that looks mighty good to me.
Yeah, it sure does. Now, test number two. Sniff it. Sniff it. Get a whiff of that fragrant Blue Ribbon blend. Huh?
Brother, that's real beer.
You said it.
I know what comes next, Harry, and man, I'm ready.
Sure. All right, then. Test number three. Go ahead, taste it. Taste that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon. Look, he is.
Oh, Harry, for my money, that's the best beer there is.
Your finest beer served anywhere. So, Paul, next time somebody asks you, what'll you have?
I'm going to answer Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.